Do you feel me? A system based on continuous increase, a continuous increase that is hustled away from us who are the source of it, must simultaneously be a system of continuously increasing immiseration of those from whom the energy is extracted, stolen to create the illusion of self-generating capital. A system designed to continuously increase is designed to extract the energy from the earth and us, converting it to this abstract measure, while giving back the barest minimum of what it has extracted. And it does this super exploitation increasingly over time. What this means for the non-human portion of the earth. And so I hope folks are feeling me here. That class is a totalitarian system. It's self-reinforcing. It's a closed system. And within that system, within its logic, is what I'm talking about. We cannot create abundance because whatever we create has to be converted into essentially power to suppress us, and in an increasing way, which means that we must be continuously being diminished in order for their power to continuously increase. It's a closed system. We're stuck in it. It's a suicidal mission. We have to break their control of life in order for life to resume as it's meant. What it has meant, their closed system of, it's a death worshiping system. What it has meant for the non-human portion of the earth resources so squeezed is polluted lakes and waterways, oceans dying. Because you see what I'm saying? Within that closed system, its rules demand money, that is to say, essentially, us to clean it. Yet they cannot, as we're going to be discussing, they cannot, within their own logic, employ us to do it. Because there is insufficient energy in their system with which to do it, because they are busily converting us into them, lifeless entities that can be controlled. So within their logic, the only way those the crumbling infrastructure can get ultimately, I mean, they can drag this on. We don't know how long. We don't want to know how long. We want to get on with our lives. They can drag this on for sure. But ultimately, it means they have to get us to do it for free within their logic. Or they have to acknowledge that capitalism itself is a dead husk, and usher in straight up totalitarianism and try to get us on board with the scheme through their nationalistic ideologies. But essentially it means slavery if they're saying we need you to voluntarily serve us because you agree with our vision, our aims for creating the perfect society. But that will ever mean that we don't exist for ourselves. We only exist as means. That's whatever word that you want to put on it, it's still fascism. It means you must obey the state. There is no dissent allowed, even if what they are calling no dissent is that they remove from our sight our ability to access any counter values, stories, principles, which is what they've been busily doing for the last 2.5 centuries, and which we are interrupting right now by disseminating, because of the hard work and suffering of Nikola Tesla and others, obviously. We have the means to disseminate these stories, alternative ways of seeing and values, and suppressed ancestors ourselves. Resurrect the folk they have buried. And we have to keep doing that within this single generation. And be aware and prepared for the catastrophes that they are planning. Just as that's been their MO. When they wanted to erase our memory of Nikola Tesla, they orchestrated catastrophes. We see this happening. It is imperative that we move quickly and organize our global day of planning. This is not about force. It's not about violence. It's not about even the redistribution of wealth. It's about reclaiming our bodies. It's that simple. No force needed. All that's needed is for us to love each other, love ourselves, play, have fun, have a good time. This is what Prince has been saying for 3 decades plus.